The little skinny microphone.
They're really tall.
Yeah, I wish we had those. Can we get those? The really skinny, tall microphones. That'd
be great. Sure, go on Amazon.
No, you're the Amazon guy.
All right, thanks. That was my to-do. That's my to-do, to go find skinny mics. Why don't you just gain a lot more weight? The other strategy was just get really fat and the mic will look tiny.
That's not a bad idea.
See? Make life easy. Welcome back.
Beat me to it.
All you, all you.
Happy October 8th. Welcome back to Dad So Hard, another thrilling episode. Danny McCartney over here.
Whoa, I'm Vinny Dunleavy. We are two dads, two friends, two co-workers, two buddies, two lovers.
Don't say that.
We are emotionally attached to each other. We're joined with our executive producer over here, Daniel. At the keyboard, although there's no...
on the laptop, there's a keyboard.
That's true.
Switchboard.
We have yet to experiment with sound effects, but I do think that's going to be coming this fall.
Yeah. We'll really bring you back to like 1990 radio.
There are a lot of things that are coming. A lot of things coming this fall.
It's like...
Who is the guy...
Just boom. Yeah. All the time.
I should get like a percussion set.
Yeah. Gong to start the show.
Was it Herbie Hancock? Do you guys remember either this guy?
Yeah, he invented the signature.
No.
Herbie Hancock.
John Hancock.
Uh-huh. Herbie Hancock's a jazz player.
No, uh-huh. Herbie Hancock, yeah, but didn't he do a lot of electronic noise making in the 80s? So. Yeah, he was on... He's not John Hancock. He didn't sign the Declaration of Independence.
He's still
and
alive.
He is not a jazz musician.
Yeah,
you throw Hancock my way.
Herbie Hancock was in the 80s. I thought he was like a
jazz is still a thing.
I know, but
so it doesn't matter what timing it was.
I don't think I thought Herbie Hancock was electronic, almost like a beatboxer. Like, you know who is it, the what are those groups now that sing without music?
Oh, like Bismarck
acapella?
Yeah.
No, like the acapella
beatbox.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's the ultimate beatboxer.
Well, I thought Herbie Hancock was an electronic music guy. I don't think he was.
Electronica?
In the 80s.
You thought he started electronica?
In the 80s.
Where he helped to redefine the role of a jazz rhythm section.
Herbie Hancock. Big jazz guy.
There was had to be an MTV video. I'm going to look this up. I thought there was a music video with Herbie Hancock.
Pop-up video?
Pop-up video.
No, I guess I think of him as like... Blah, 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 blah. I don't know, that's terrible.
A Blue Man Group?
No, I don't know. Never mind. It's early on a Monday.
Herbie Hancock, Flock of Seagulls.
So it's been like a week and a half, I guess. It hasn't been too long. But we're going to talk about...
Depends when I get this up.
Yeah,
depends when this up. I know. We're on a two-day delay with Daniel.
I hope you guys can keep track of our schedule.
We may have to fire our staff.
We have... zero schedule.
If you're wondering why our podcast isn't refreshed.
The only days you can count on not hearing from us is Saturday and Sunday.
We like to keep everyone on their toes. Yeah. Let's put it like that. Okay?
Always refresh the app. You never know when a new episode is popping up.
Correct.
You never
Could
know.
Could be five at once. Oh. Could be a month without us.
Danny and I don't even know.
Yeah.
We're like, whoa, when did we record that?
I actually, thank God you texted me last night because I was taking a shit before I went to bed. If I didn't have to take that shit, I wouldn't have been checking my phone. And I saw the text come through. We still good for the morning? Otherwise, I would have slept right through it.
That's great. We would have, and we had a special episode planned, which would have been even worse.
Oh, yeah, that would have been bad.
So today we are going to be jumping into, it is autumn here in New York. So we're going to be talking
It's also autumn everywhere.
It's autumn everywhere. Not everywhere. You know, well,
the calendar is the calendar.
I don't think there are pumpkins in Florida.
It's still autumn.
Technically,
it not Christmas if it doesn't snow?
I don't know. Maybe, yes. I think of fall. People say in Florida or in Southern California, they don't have all four seasons. So
guys, if you're not in New York, you might not know, but it is autumn.
There are things called pumpkins that are growing.
Yeah, in a couple of days, don't get alarmed, but if you happen to come to New York in about 2.5 weeks, there's going to be little kids dressed up as ghouls and goblins. Don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. That happens, but I believe it only happens in New York.
And you can knock on people's...
You'll
be able to knock on people's door and get candy.
It's not a bunch of kids running B&E operations. They're knocking on doors for candy.
So we're going to jump into that topic in a little bit. The other thing we're going to talk about... next week. We had a special episode planned for today. It's going to be now next week.
Just keep checking in for the special episode. Yeah,
we're experimenting with formats. We also, we are getting some new logos out there and are going to be developing merchandise. I thought about having people vote on which logo we should put on a t-shirt and hat first. What did you think?
I think we should just put all of them.
That's more expensive, but okay.
Okay. Hey.
I am the finance chair.
Dad's so balling, am I right?
I'm the CFO, yeah. Dad's so rolling in cash. Cash. This podcast is making us rich. So we're not going to have you vote. We're just going to put the new logos on shirts and hats. And hopefully you'll buy them. Or we'll just give them away because...
Nope. Got to buy them. Don't give them that option.
Listen, I think some fans can earn them by writing in.
Okay.
And giving us
fan mail. We do have some fans that...
We have some merch.
Do a lot of work.
We get promotional merch. And then we'll give them
one. We'll give one to Jake, our PA, so that way he can no longer say he's not paid.
We don't need a federal lawsuit for employees that don't receive benefits. We're going to have to put everybody... I'm going to have to start paying everybody's medical. Before we do, I just want to give a little bit of a shout out. This isn't a shout out, it's a PSA. Don't drink and drive. I'm going to make this simple and easy. It's bad. People die. It's not good. I've talked about my mother died in August, and my uncle died last week. Actually, randomly, my dad's best friend died on, not his best friend, his golf buddy died on the sixth hole of the green on Thursday.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Heart attack. And then he was golfing by himself, and then the people after him, like about 20 minutes later, found him because he was by himself. Terrible. But my dad did say this is the third one in 2 months, so hopefully it's over in world of three, if you believe in that.
Well, but now you got this story.
And then I had a friend of mine, her son tragically was killed by a drunk driver a couple weeks ago. And for anybody who's a father or anybody who's a person, parents... It's terrible to bury your parents at one point in your life. We're all going to have to do it because they get older. But it is even worse to bury your child as a result of negligence of somebody who's just too stupid to not take an Uber or a Lyft. Life is gone too soon. So please don't drink and drive. If your friends are drinking too much, put them in an Uber, punch them in the face, take their keys. That's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, I could go on, but this is...
I think you did it justice.
I think I did justice. Yeah. And there was something else non-related I was going to say, but I don't remember what it was.
So you'll get there.
My prep is not very good.
My prep, as usual, is...
I know. Yours is so much better.
Today, we're going to be talking about fall activities.
Pumpkin picking.
Pumpkin picking, apple picking, you know, booger picking, the whole shebang.
Booger picking is seasonal.
You made
a
face at apple picking. Do you not go apple picking?
I went apple picking once.
In your life?
Oh my God.
Probably, yeah.
Are you nuts?
No, probably only twice.
I go multiple times a year.
I did not enjoy it.
Oh, it's the best.
Do you not like apples?
I actually love apples. Apple picking, I didn't
get. Do you eat one a day?
No, they're high in sugar. Actually,
you gotta eat one
a
day. That's probably why you go to the doctor so much.
No, my teeth are fine. I used to eat an apple before you go to the dentist to clean your teeth.
Yeah,
that's not true.
I eat an apple, swish it around my mouth.
They're high in sugar. Number one,
good sugar.
And,
it's good sugar.
I have a friend who's like a clean freak and not a clean freak, but a foodie, and really healthy and everything. Apples are the cleanest fruits you could possibly eat.
Mm-hmm.
Best fruit.
I'm a dirty dog.
Aside from the pesticide on them, he's absolutely right.
Yeah, except we need to wash them. I enjoy myself.
You wash your apples?
Yeah, I wash my apples, of course.
What a
I wash
bitch.
All my fruit. I can't. I'm not going to win at this one. Listen, I am not against the apple. I am more
against
the apple picking because you have a bushel, you get the little basket, you bring your kids to a tree, and approximately 10 minutes later, you're done. And
no,
then
I
drove an hour and a half north.
There's different
New York
types.
What a dummy.
There's like, first of all, that's why you have to do one. So a little shout out to Happy Day Farms. Actually, they're sponsoring this episode, Happy Day Farms out in New Jersey. It's a great time for the whole family. You get all your fall activities done.
Did they charge you when you went there?
No, because they sponsored this episode.
Yeah. BS. did you get in for free? Because my farm stands in it.
No, but Happy Day Farms, but there's a billion of places like this. It's all in one. They actually don't have apple picking, but they have pumpkin picking, hay rides.
I support all of that.
scarecrows, riding ponies, the petting zoo.
All good stuff.
And then down the road, there's Battleview that has the apple picking and like then the shop with the apple cider donuts.
Oh, God, they're amazing.
That is approximately a 20-minute stop. Get a donut.
We do it all at once.
Fun. The kids love it.
20-minute stop? You obviously haven't sat in the traffic.
First of all, my kids do not. I have to pick them up in the air. After two apples, they're like, we're done.
Oh, no. See, my kids like it because then they walk around eating the apples. They want to look at all the different apples. I like it, too. I like testing all the different ones to see which one's my favorite.
What's your favorite?
Oh. Fiji. Fuji.
I'm a Macan guy.
Fiji.
I don't want to be anywhere near your bathroom 6 hours after that.
I mean, I don't eat them until the point of diarrhea.
Yeah, apples make you go take a poop.
If you have like seven.
Yeah, you eat bananas.
If you have seven.
Bananas make you constipated and apples make you swish.
If you have a lot of them. If you have one apple, you're fine.
Well, not my. I use a Squatty Potty, so my digestive system may work different than yours. So I'm just not a big fan. Listen, once you pick them, you do a bushel, you bring them home. Now I have a million apples in my house that I'm never going to eat in a week.
Oh, see, our kids eat a lot of apples.
That's a lot of sugar and poops.
Whatever.
So I like the cider donuts.
Yeah.
But I'm not. So the farm. So
what about a corn maze? How do you feel about that?
I've actually never done a corn maze.
What the fuck? Do you like the fall? Are you American? Do you know it's autumn?
So first of all, number one, I'm old. And I'll give a shout out to anybody over the age of 40. I grew up in the east end of Long Island, which was all farms. And if you go there now, it is filled with apple picking and corn mazes. However, 25 years ago, in the fall, you just had pumpkin patches. It was only picking the actual vegetables on the farm. Now, these farms are not, they're like 2% farm and 3% carnival.
Yeah.
We went to one in Nassau County. It's a shout out to the White Horse Farm. It was in Mineola. I think it was defined as a farm because it had corn growing as like a natural fence. Outside of that, they had brought in pumpkins and threw them in a field.
That's what I hate. That drives me crazy. No, I want to take my pumpkins off the vine.
There was everything there except a scrambler. I mean, this thing was like a carnival. So in the very back, they had a dog show, Mutt and Ruffs. So this guy came out with six rescue dogs that he was probably torturing in the back and made them all do tricks.
Definitely.
We then went over to Anastasia, the amazing Anastasia, where a father, approximately 65-year-old father, wife, and their teenage daughter did like tricks and rope things. It was literally like you're in a circus
type
like
shit.
Cirque du Soleil. Then they actually were, I posted it on my Instagram stories. I don't save them, so I can't see them anymore. They were randomly very good. The mom, you know the ones where Cirque du Soleil, they get the ropes
and they climb up. It's like rope dancing.
I give this woman credit. She easily was 65 doing some twirls. Wow. And then the dad laid on his back on that like thing and put his daughter on her feet and then was like flopping her
weird, like tumble salting her around.
Oh, it was if you watch my Instagram stories, it was beyond weird because the dad's also like a circus ringleader, so he's in the background because his daughter also did a lot of
whipping
hula hooping.
The lions.
Well, no, she's doing a lot of hula hooping, and he's in the back like give it up. And I was like, this is it's a little like
this girl's gonna end up at a strip club in 10 years.
But I know that it's America. They have a hustle. So, and I was entertained for 30 minutes.
America's Got Talent.
And then they had they did have a bunch of bounce houses. So that was more the carnival atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
But my favorite part of it, which I thought was.
Did they do like the corn sand pit?
No, instead.
That's awesome.
No, they had a hay pit. So it was literally they put a tent up with all this hay. And kids are just running around throwing hay at each other.
Really?
It was like, but it was a gold mine. This is the cheapest thing. My $25 a person. Because by the way, this also cost me well over, when all is said and done, I spent $140 at this farm.
Yeah, plus food.
With everything. But they love just picking up hay and throwing it at each other. And I thought this is the dirtiest thing.
That's like, so all that stuff, I then take ideas from it and bring it back home. Like we have one of those plastic pools.
Yeah.
Little cheap plastic pools.
A foot and a half side plastic on the bottom.
Exactly. So we're just going to buy industrial bags of rice from Costco and fill it up like they do with the corn at these things and let our kids fucking play in it.
And what we do when it rains and then you have a big rainy mush-filled rice tub. Wait, how much
is that? No, you bring it inside. Do it on the tile and then just sweep it up.
You're going to have you want to get like a 6-foot pool in your house and fill it with rice?
Yeah. What's the problem?
First of all, because you're going to have rice all over your house.
So?
And I know this because we know.
Get a waterbed.
No, you're going to be vacuuming till you die. So our kid, Shane had a sensory issue when he was young. And so we had to have, you know, those outside little plastic round things. They're like 3 feet round and you put water in them and people pour stuff in it.
The pool.
No, they're like the stand up.
Oh yeah.
They're like those things.
It's like a stand in water station for kids. Yes.
They're like for a year and a half in our old kid. So we had to have one in our house where we had to fill it half with kinetic sand and half with rice because he had a sensory issue and we lived in a two bedroom apartment. There was kinetic sand and rice everywhere for 7 months in my life. Everywhere. I would put my shoes on. You cannot, once you open a bag of rice and don't cook it on your stove, it is everywhere. And then you're like, is that a maggot? Is it rice? I don't know. You're like, is it moving? I don't know. And you have to vacuum the amount of vacuum bags you go through. And kinetic sand is also the worst.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Well, a lot of this stuff is tough because, like, we now you deal with it too. We have a dog. And our dog likes to try to eat or test everything at least. He chews up their toys. It's crazy. So whenever we do something like that, where the dog could potentially eat it and get really, really hurt or sick.
It's terrible.
I am anxiety ball. Like just all over the place. Like, Bodie, get out of the way. This and that.
So how would you do a rice pit?
But I don't know. No,
you mentioned something that I am not familiar with. You said there was your rice pit was inspired by this idea of a corn pit?
Yeah. So they
what is a
like,
corn?
Like
I've never seen a corn pit.
Like a what's the sand
kernels?
No, but what's like a sand
castle?
It's not a sand pit. It's not called a sand pit, though.
Do you mean just like playing in a pile of leaves, like that?
That a sinkhole.
Same type.
No,
of
like what's the sand? It
when you sink
why
in
can't
sand.
I think of this? Wait, like what is
when you sandbox. Sink in sand?
Sandbox.
Oh, I thought you
holy
like,
shit! I couldn't think of that.
What is it in a sandbox when you automatically get sucked in and die?
Quicksand.
Quicksand. Oh, it's a quicksand.
No, but.
Is this so
it's a
never
it's in a sand
so it's a sand pit, but instead of sand, there's corn kernels, uncooked corn kernels.
So it's a lot like of corn fun. Kernels.
A lot
like
of these.
It's like a playpen.
Whose job was it to take off all the corn kernels of the corn?
I wonder that.
No.
But a lot of these like fall activity farms
I've never seen this in Long Island.
I've seen them at almost every single one I've been to.
Very very Staten Island.
Well, New Jersey, but you know,
very New Jersey.
Do you never have them play in the leaves? That's what I used to do all the time.
Nobody does leaves anymore.
No,
it's too dangerous.
There's never
needles,
any piles of leaves.
Hypodermic needles.
You're kidding me.
Drugs.
And also,
too dangerous
if you
with
seriously,
leaves. I don't know. No,
nobody. Have
no,
you ever? Have
sticks,
you ever?
I think sticks.
Have you ever walked a dog?
Yeah.
Dogs poop. Love to piss and shit on piles of leaves.
And if there's a bad stick in there, back in the day. Nobody was. I mean, it was
like
safer.
Think about that. You're thinking there could be a stick.
Yeah, their eyes.
How come our parents never said that?
Because they
just didn't care.
And we're okay. You know what I mean? Like at some point we have to be like, okay, we turned out okay.
I don't know if you've turned out okay. I don't think you could really make that judgment on yourself.
You gotta give it a few more years.
Greg, you gotta wait till you're officially 70.
Okay. Fair enough.
When you're about to die, then you'll know if you turned out okay. Nobody is. I'm trying. I guess if you raked your own leaves, but I don't know.
I've raked
like
my own
dirty.
Leaves once,
leaves are dirty.
And it took me all day. It's exhausting.
It's I don't
exhausting. You see these little old ladies out there doing. I don't know how the fuck they do it.
Little old ladies. My neighbor doesn't rake her leaves. She has a blower.
Well, I guess once they invented
for a bad back, a little old lady. I mean, I guess
really?
First of all, if you saw
you never went through Bensonhurst,
then I would say if you saw a little old lady raking leaves, first of all, in Bensonhurst, their leaves are a 5x5 piece of grass.
That's true.
That's not raking leaves. That's like brooming them. They're probably they don't even
they
have
do
a rake.
Broom, they do broom a lot.
Correct. Yeah, because they have like a patch of grass.
Snow.
So, the farmstead we went to was expensive. It did not have a corn. Whatever. What is this thing called? Corn kernel pit?
I guess.
What's the sign? It did not have a corn maze though. Our kids ran through this, and we met up with another dad and son. Shout out because I think he's listening in his car right now. There was no corn
we're
maze.
Not alive, so it's not.
When he listens to it, but there was no corn maze, and our kid, they were running for the corn maze, and we were there.
And then there was fat. So the corn maze that was at the one that we went to, it had a sign on it. Prepare takes 45 minutes to an hour to get through.
Does that mean if you don't get lost, or does that mean if you
I
get
think
lost?
That means if you don't get lost,
you'll get lost.
How big must it be?
Huge. Acres. So, of course, we decided
it's
to
like
go in
the
it.
Shining.
So, we went in it. We got about 10 minutes in, and I said, Mary Jean, let's turn around. Let's backtrack out.
Did
of
you know
bitch.
How to get out? I would be more scared to with my kids.
So,
the panic attack.
We got out.
Was it dark or light out?
It was light out, but, I mean, imagine being stuck in there for 55 minutes
hang
with
a
kid who has to take a shit.
McCartney, hang on a second. Our keyboardist over here is an idiot. You think you go in a corn maze in the dark? Is it what
in a horror movie?
I'm thinking The Shining right now.
First of all, a maze in the dark would be one path straight ahead. in the dark would be a corn maze. If it's pitch black out, you can't see a thing. Yeah. Who goes in a corn maze in the dark?
No, you can. The moon. Moonlight.
This guy lives in New York City. Exactly. This guy lives...
And we're dancing in the moonlight.
You good people song. Wouldn't. I wouldn't go to one during dancing the day. So did you? How did you know how to backtrack? Did you like drop corn as a trail?
No, I have a phenomenal sense of direction.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, I have an awful sense of direction. Did Mary Jane has a great sense of direction.
Did your kids get scared, though?
No, he had a sword, so he was good. He had this like little foam sword that he was running around.
Actually, Shane just found a sword. It's not foam, though. It's like...
Real.
Real. It's metal. It's plastic. And now he swings it everywhere, and I'm about to kill him.
Yeah, we're big into like the lightsaber fights.
Oh, it's you fight
love
back.
It. Yeah. I love it. Yeah,
I sit there, I get anxiety. I'm like, he had it in the car in the back seat, and I was like, we're going to stop short, and the thing's going to impale you.
Yeah, that's what they were doing to me yesterday. I'm driving, and Cody's poking the back of my head through the car seat.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's foam.
Yeah, but okay. Imagine getting poked in the back of the head as you're driving. It's fucking annoying.
It happens to me all. My daughter takes off the headrest now and then puts her feet in my head and kicks me. She's like, Daddy, turn around. I'm like, can I have my headrest on? That's going to stop me from a whiplash. She's like, I didn't do it. I was like, it's on your lap. I mean, the obviousness. But we had a couple things that also happened at this farm. There was face painting. Mm-hmm. It was like a carnival. This stuff did not exist when I was a kid. Then we painted a pumpkin. Then we shopped and we got all these wooden knickknacks to put in the front yard.
Nice.
I didn't buy the banana bread. It was $15 and I was like, that's a ripoff.
Yeah, we decorated our house over the weekend. Brady's into spooky houses now. So he because he started watching all like the Halloween themed stuff. So he really wanted us to decorate our house. So Mary Jane and Brady decorated. I didn't really help.
Now in your decorating of the house,
Mary Jane loves decorating. She's a great decorator.
So the question is do you every year go out and buy? I'm trying to get ahead of the cycle.
You're talking about buying new stuff,
or do you buy it at the end of the season when it's cheap? So what you do
I
now
don't
is
buy
take
anything.
Out.
And I tell Mary Jane, we have more than enough decorations. Every year, she gets something new. Every year.
And is she a home goods shopper or a Rite? I'm a Rite Aid on sale.
She's a wherever I see something that I like or Brady says we need this sale person. So like actually one of these farms that we went to had a Mickey and a Minnie blow up. I hate the blow up decorations. She loves them.
Oh, I
hate them.
I never had them growing up, but for Christmas, we've had them. My neighbor across the street is not a fan of me having
My thing is, if we're going to decorate, we break our backs. We don't put blow up things.
Well, you can't just put blow ups. You need to do other stuff.
Right. So we do both. But anyway, so we saw a Mickey and a Minnie dressed as like vampires. He had to have them.
Mister, you are a Disney freak.
I know, but these things were $60 each. Thank God they were half off.
Thank God you're a big executive.
Yeah, they were half off. So that's the only reason why we got them. So then when we found out they were half off, we were like, Brady, you want both of them?
So the question is, why are they half off? I went into Rite Aid.
In season.
Wild. So, Rite Aid usually has 50 to 75% off.
I guess because everyone apparently bought it all already.
I guess. I don't know. We went there and all the Rite Aid aisles, 50% off all their fall decorations. I'm like, fall just
started. Well, that's because next week they're going to have like Christmas decorations.
That's probably why.
But so in all the decorating, that was a weird way to pronounce it. Anyway, in all the decorating and like spooky stuff, Brady's been really getting into Bigfoot.
Oh, wait, in terms of the movie, the new movie that's out, Bigfoot, Littlefoot,
coming to a theater? It led to him seeing the movie on Saturday. Mary Jane took him to see Smallfoot. But he found out about it by like one of the shows.
How would you get into
it? It was in a show. So then he was like, what's that? Bigfoot. We explained Bigfoot. Mary Jane showed him Harry and the Hendersons.
Old school one throwback.
So he loved it. He's obsessed with Bigfoot. Every now and then he'll ask my phone, Daddy, Bigfoot on your phone?
Bigfoot is an old school monster that you don't hear much about anymore.
No.
And he's a good one.
The Sasquatch,
he's a good one.
Because he's been replaced by the scarier ones. Correct. Like, you know, I think he's because we've humanized Bigfoot.
Yeah, but I miss Bigfoot.
So then as soon as... You know, we started like getting this down. Then Mary Jane's my father-in-law found out that he was into Bigfoot. So
does he have a Bigfoot?
He bought he bought a costume of Bigfoot.
Awesome.
So Friday, he snuck into our backyard and was running around the backyard, and we had a Bigfoot.
Amazing.
Sighting. So Brady was
amazing.
Head over heel, like
out of his mind.
Floored,
out of his mind.
Going crazy. I wasn't there. They showed me the video. Then
wait, where were you?
I was at work. It was because it was at like 3:00.
Okay, so Grandpa, major props for doing it, but a total fail when you're doing it when your son's not home.
son-in-law.
Son-in-law's not home.
Yeah, but that's fine because it entertained them while I wasn't there.
All right.
So then
that's
Saturday.
That's a good one.
So then Saturday morning, Brady's like, Bigfoot? Bigfoot come? Bigfoot come? So now every day Bigfoot has to come.
Sure.
So then Bigfoot came at like 7 o'clock on Saturday when it was dark.
Amazing.
And we knew he was there, obviously. Yeah. So we're like, Brady, I think we hear Bigfoot. So we turn on like the porch lights, but the lights were on inside. So you couldn't really see out.
He sees in, but you can't see out.
So then as soon as we turned off the lights, he was right at the fucking foot of the steps. I got scared. So I'm like, holy
amazing,
shit.
Amazing.
So then Brady's terrified. Yeah, he won't go because we got scared.
Now he's scared of Bigfoot.
He won't go. He's not scared of Bigfoot. Because he still knows
Bigfoot. Oh, he's scared of checking the front door?
Sometimes Bigfoot's a monster and sometimes Bigfoot's nice. Oh. When he's right at the door and close enough to touch, he's a monster. When he's far enough away that Brady can't touch him, he's nice.
Or is it more like sometimes Bigfoot hits when he's you on across the head?
He's nice.
Sometimes he smacks you across the face and other times he gives you a hug.
So that's another little fall tip for you guys. Out there, dress up like a monster and scare your kids
in
the backyard.
I love the idea. My father is a big Santa Claus dresser upper. So he does a lot of.
My father-in-law also dressed up as Santa Claus,
but that's the more typical of a costume. I don't think of Halloween as a holiday that an adult gets a costume to dress up like Bigfoot.
You can argue that it's more so.
But
you could do something new every week.
I know.
Maybe this weekend he's going to come as a werewolf. Next weekend he's going to come as a zombie. The weekend after as a vampire.
He should use his entire retirement fund in costumes for his grandkids.
I'm going to text Mary Jane right after this and be like, Mary Jane, guess what? We got to buy your dad some costumes. And twice a week he's going to have to swing by.
Wait, dad is retired. Let dad buy the costumes.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to help.
You can suggest it and then let him
invest. I'll suggest it. Yeah,
but no,
yeah.
That's
a great idea, though.
So listen, all the grandpas that are listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Because I know you're all tech savvy and have nothing to do but listen to us. Go buy some costumes. I'm going to check my dad. What would I buy for my dad?
Can't go wrong with the vampire.
I'd have to think about that one. I think that's a great idea. I love that. I would not have thought about that. That is brilliant.
Yeah, so shout out
He should do that for Halloween, hand out all the candy.
Shout out to
when
my father.
When kids knock on the door, he'll scare the crap out of kids.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to expect to see Bigfoot. They'll expect a Batman or a vampire. You show up with Bigfoot handing out candy? That's major. Major. I don't even know. Where do I go? Wait, how did you get onto Bigfoot?
Because we were just talking about fall activities.
Oh, like, brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
You're talking about how I segued to it?
I don't even know how we got there.
I'm a professional segue artist.
Really, you really are. that was a solid.
What time are
we
at?
Did you? I know another question for you. This is what I want to ask you about your holiday decor. Outside of Bigfoot, which is not a costumed person, I would not qualify as a decoration for your house. So going back to your decorations, what was your favorite? What is your favorite
decoration? Then we went to my parents' house yesterday, and then we helped them decorate their house. We did a lot of Halloween decorating.
What is the most popular Halloween decoration in the McCartney house?
Well, I mean, obviously Disney-themed things, but I would say skulls.
A lot of skulls? Okay.
Skulls everywhere, inside, outside. The outside of our house is actually terrifying.
Do you have cobwebs?
They recently put new street lamps on our street, so I'm not as scared anymore. But for the past 5 years that we've lived, 4 or 5 years that we've lived in my house, the entire month of October when I would come home and it's dark out, I get scared. And then Mary Jane put motion censored things out there, so when I'm leaving or coming in the dark, these things are scaring the shit out of me as I open the gate.
You do live in a residential neighborhood of Staten Island.
I know, but
when
I
was
scared.
The last
I get,
crime?
I'm jumpy.
When was the last time somebody's house was broken into in your neighborhood?
A lot of crime in my neighborhood. Okay,
all right, so like, what are you scared of?
Ghosts.
I mean, yeah. That is why Staten Island is the fifth and forgotten borough because of because
there's
the
no
ghosts,
crime.
The ghosts. There's no crime. No, the ghosts that reign the streets. Who wants to live in a neighborhood? Ghosts.
That's true. There's ghosts.
Terrible. My kids got obsessed with spider webs. We wanted to be all over
the
bushes.
You want to talk about things that are in your house all over the
No, not forever. In the house, on the bushes outside the house.
Yeah, but you're never going to clean those off. You're going to find those in Christmas and Easter.
No, actually, I did them last year. They are a little bit of a pain in the butt. The rain,
yeah, they
the worst is when the rain comes.
Yeah,
and they get moldy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then the issue is they wanted them so much, and then they didn't know how to put them on. Because when you get them, it's like one big bowl of cotton.
Yeah. And try My to mom explain. Is actually an expert at that.
Oh,
she's so anal skill, with it that though. It looks like real spider webs.
Ours
Whereas looks, I'll just like throw the chunk of cotton out and be like, oh, it was a lazy spider.
It looks like there's cotton balls spread across my bushes. My neighbor across the street has like some hardcore beautiful spider webs. Mine are not beautiful. Mine are cotton stretched.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually wrapped our tree. Our tree, the girls... A bunch of, like three or four of them did the tree, and it more looks like a mummy than it does a spider.
Yeah.
They just kept wrapping it in a rope. I was like, what is going on?
I feel like this is a good segue to our next week's episode where we're going to probably talk more about Halloween.
No,
and then the
no,
episode after
week,
that, we're going to talk even more about Halloween.
No, we're not talking about Halloween for a couple weeks because next week we have our special episode that's coming up.
Oh, okay. So next week's special episode.
Next
week after is probably going to be Halloween.
Well, because
just looking at a calendar,
yeah,
I mean, it's
2 weeks. It'll be in 2 weeks. So, listen, guys, send us as we prepare for our Halloween episode. Maybe me and Daniel will get dressed up, in costume,
and you won't be able to see us. It'll be
send
great.
Us your ideas for what we should dress like.
Oh, okay.
What would you want me to be for? What are your kids talking about? Do you do a family dress up? What is in the? What are the options right now for the McCartney family costumes? Are we allowed to know?
I'll tell you in 2 weeks.
Oh, wait, you don't
see
know
what
yet?
I did there? No, I'm giving late. A little listener something to chew on.
Can you give us a couple Easter eggs?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
First Easter egg I'll give you. This is a big Easter egg.
Okay.
Disney.
That could be anything.
Okay.
I'm
saying Incredibles.
But it narrows it down.
He's dad.
Do you guys answer this question?
We'll find out.
Are your costumes pop culture relevant in terms of?
I gave you one hint. I'm not going to give you, I'll give you another hint next week.
Right. In our house, we have yet to decide what we're doing because we're trying to not, we potentially could reuse costumes. I really wanted to go as the Greatest Showman, like as a family. What? Shane wants to be Hugh Jackman because he said he's better. He goes, look like him. And I said, can I be him? He's like, no.
He actually does kind of look like him.
No, he told me.
Put a beard on him?
He could be. I was told that he's much better looking than me.
He is.
So I can't be him.
He is.
Yeah. That's why I grew a beard this week.
You're like, I look just like him.
I told
Wolverine,
him,
I said,
don't I look the Greatest Showman? Emily's like, no, he's way better looking than you. Your nose, and followed by, your nose is too big.
Well, you kind of look like the bearded lady, though, Dad.
You do.
Good, I could be the bearded lady. Come alive.
Well, thanks again for listening. Don't forget to follow us, subscribe, interact with us, all social media, Instagram, Facebook, at Dad So Hard Podcast, Twitter, at Dad So Hard Pod. Email us, dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. Check out our new logos on all social media eventually. And tweet us, Instagram us, DM us, email us, all that stuff.
This is a preview of the Dunleavy's not Halloween costume. Maybe.
It's the Greatest Showman. Oh, is
you never know.
Well, now we're going to get sued.
I played it for less than 7 seconds.
Peace.
Bye.